Welcome to a Roses Are Red, Violets Are Blue edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. This coming Wednesday is, of course, Valentine's Day, so this evening I've got a musical Valentine for you in the form of songs about love, roses, sweethearts, violets, and even candy. Listen closely to the lyrics of these songs. You may get some unique gift ideas or hear some phrases to help you express your sentiments to your loved one. Here to get us started is Sam Brown.
From a bee, the leaves upon a tree, the bottom of the sea, but there isn't any limit to my love for you. A bird can fly in the sky just so high and no more, no more, no more. A falling star can fall so far, just so far and no more, no more, no more. There's a limit to the minutes in an hour, the colors in a flower, the raindrops in a shower, but there isn't any limit to my love for you.
Thank you. tender forevermore. What can you say in a love song that hasn't been said before? So sweetly, completely, je vous adore. What can you say in a love song that hasn't been said before? You are my true love, old and new love. I live for you, love. You are my guiding star. Love is long before us. Sang the same old chorus. If it worked in days of yore, why should I say in a love song what hasn't been said
A Precious Little Thing Called Love, George Olsen and his music from February 1929. The vocal on that one was by Mrs. George Olsen, Ethel Schutt. Before that, Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees from April 1936 and The Glory of Love, written by Billy Hill. Then it was Richard Himber and his Ritz-Carlton Orchestra with Joey Nash vocalizing on What Can You Say in a Love Song from 1934. And we started off this Valentine edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with Sam Brown, backed by Ambrose and his orchestra, and There's No Limit to My Love from 1935. I'm Glenn Robison. We'll be back with more Valentine songs when we return right after this. Welcome back to this Valentine edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. So, who was Saint Valentine and how did he become associated with Valentine's Day? Today, the Catholic Church recognizes at least three different saints named Valentine, all of whom were martyred. One legend contends that Valentine was a priest who served during the 3rd century in Rome, when Emperor Claudius II decided that single men made better soldiers than those with wives and families. He outlawed marriage for young single men, his potential soldiers. Valentine, realizing the injustice of the decree, defied Claudius and continued to perform secret marriages for young lovers. When Valentine's actions were discovered, Claudius ordered that he be put to death. Although the truth behind the Valentine legends is murky, the stories certainly emphasize his appeal as a sympathetic, heroic, and romantic figure. It's no surprise that by the Middle Ages, Valentine was one of the most popular saints in England and France. Well, lots of red roses will be given this Valentine's Day, but Ben Burney's going one better. He's not just bringing a red rose, he's bringing a red rose. Thank you.
So red the rose, so blue the sky, so fresh the morning dew. So sweet the song of birds in the spring, so true my love for you. So bright the moon, so still the night, so wide the deep blue sea. So high the stars that shine up above, so true my love will be. Wherever fate may take you, whatever time may bring, my love will not forsake you, my heart will always sing. So red the rose, so blue the sky, so fresh the morning dew. So sweet the song of birds in the spring, so true my love for you.
Thank you. the fairest flower to me.
I said this was a roses are red, violets are blue edition of the show. You can finish the rhyme however you like, but we finished that set with Klein's Collegians and Violets from October 1928. Durward Klein was the leader of Klein's Collegians, but little is known about the group other than the band was apparently from Dallas. We do know that the vocal on Violets was by Jimmy McManus. Besides flowers, a lot of candy will be given on Valentine's Day, so before Klein's Collegians, we heard from the original Dixieland Jazz Band from August 13, 1919, and a composition by the band's founder and leader, Nick LaRocca, Lassus Candy. And we started off with a couple of Red Rose songs, Bernie and All the Lads and I'm Bringing a Red, Red Rose from 1928, followed by Pat O'Malley, backed by Jack Hilton and his orchestra, and So Red the Rose from April 13, 1935. And you're hearing it all on Rapidly Rotating Records here on KISL 88.7 Avalon. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6, and if you happen to miss the Sunday show, or you just can't get enough of me, you can catch the show replayed the following Saturday at 6. We'll be back with the High Steppers, Irving Kaufman, Paul Whiteman, and more when we return right after this. While some believe that Valentine's Day is celebrated in the middle of February to commemorate the anniversary of Valentine's death or burial, which probably occurred around 270 AD, others claim that the Christian Church may have decided to celebrate Valentine's Feast Day in the middle of February in an effort to Christianize celebrations of the pagan Lupercalia Festival. Pope Gelasius declared February 14th St. Valentine's Day around 498 AD. The Roman lottery system for romantic pairing was deemed unchristian and outlawed. Later, during the Middle Ages, it was commonly believed in France and England that February 14th was the beginning of birds' mating season, which added to the idea that the middle of February, Valentine's Day, should be a day for romance. The oldest known Valentine still in existence today is a poem written by Charles, Duke of Orléans, to his wife while he was imprisoned in the Tower of London following his capture at the Battle of Agincourt. The greeting, which was written in 1415, can be viewed today at the British Museum in London, England. Here are some more love songs for this Valentine's edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. ¶¶
love I is, B-I in love I be. Oh gee, oh gosh, gee whiz, is I in love I is. Am you the one you am? Yes, miss, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. Oh gee, oh gosh, gee whiz, is I in love I is. Those hair, them eyes, how come they was? And do I fell? I'll say I does. The English I have spoke is positive a joke. Oh gee, oh gosh, gee whiz, is I in love I is.
Thank you. her coupe most every day. I ride beside my darling. She goes out speeding and I can't make her stop. But ever since the night she knocked down a cop, I'm out on bail. She's still in jail. Oh, how I love my darling. That's so divine. Looks like an engine on the B&O line.
They can't live without it. All over the world they found that love makes the world go round.
Love Makes the World Go Round, Sam Brown with Jack Hilton and his orchestra. That was preceded by Irving Kaufman, backed by the Ambassadors from November 1924, and Oh, How I Love My Darling. Before that, Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with the Rhythm Boys and Do I Hear You Saying I Love You. And we started off this segment of the show with the High Steppers, Russ Carlson on piano, and Elmer Feldkamp vocalizing on Is I In Love? I Is, from a Crown 78 recorded June 20th, 1932. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records on Island Radio, KISL 88.7 in Avalon. I'm Glenn Robison, here each and every Sunday evening at 6. As always, your comments and requests are welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GLENNROBISON, or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711, or you can give me a call at area code 909-641-0805. We'll be back right after this. In Great Britain, Valentine's Day began to popularly be celebrated around the 17th century. By the middle of the 18th century, it was common for friends and lovers in all social classes to exchange small tokens of affection or handwritten notes. By the end of the century, printed cards began to replace written letters due to improvements in printing technology, and ready-made cards were an easy way for people to express their emotions in a time when direct expression of one's feelings was discouraged. Cheaper postage rates also contributed to an increase in the popularity of sending Valentine's Day greetings. Americans probably began exchanging handmade valentines in the early 1700s. In the 1840s, Esther A. Howland began to sell the first mass-produced valentines in America. According to the Greeting Card Association, an estimated 1 billion Valentine's cards are sent each year, making Valentine's Day the second-largest card-sending holiday of the year. An estimated 2.6 billion cards are sent for Christmas. Approximately 85% of all Valentines are purchased by women. In addition to the United States, Valentine's Day is celebrated in Canada, Mexico, the United Kingdom, France, and Australia. There are lots of terms of endearment. You may refer to your loved one as honey, dear, darling, or the term referred to in our next set of songs, starting with the Rhythm Boys.
Blue song, you hear him coo, sweetheart, we need each other. not like a bluebird, more like a jay. I miss you, sweetie, I get that way. Then like the mockingbird, I have to say, sweetheart, we need each other. How I'm missing you. I'd rather spend my time just kissing you. Bees need the flowers, flowers the dew. We all need someone, honey, how I need you. Oh, sweetheart, we need each other.
Thank you. one pal I found. You're a real sweetheart. When my darkest day came, you smiled on just the same. You're a real sweetheart. Now that I've found fate has been kind, I'll build you a love nest that's all silver lined. And I'll work and I'll play for the things that you crave. You're a real
some sweetheart songs for this Valentine edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. We started off with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with the Rhythm Boys from 1928 and Just a Sweetheart. That was followed by Ben Pollock and his Park Central Orchestra, Scrappy Lambert doing the vocal on August 22, 1929, and Sweetheart, We Need Each Other. The band had opened at the Park Central Hotel on September 28, 1928. They left on August 3, 1929, but their four Victor recording sessions were nonetheless credited to Ben Pollock and his Park Central Orchestra. After that, it was Chicago's sweetheart, Ruth Etting, who was without a sweetheart with Summer Coming On from June 2, 1932. I hope you're not in that situation. And we finished up with You're a Real Sweetheart, Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra, with Frank Munn taking the vocal from June 26, 1928. And you've all been real sweethearts for listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison, inviting you to tune in again next Sunday and each Sunday evening at 6 for another hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating records of the 1920s and 30s here on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7 Avalon. Until then, your requests and comments are welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@glennrobison.com. By postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711, or you can give me a call at area code 909-641-0805, area code 909-641-0805. This is Glenn Robison wishing you a happy Valentine Day this coming Wednesday, and as always, I do thank you for your very kind attention.